So I just had to start and fight against this disease.
所以我就要想来怎样胜过这个病。
So someone prayed for me.
很多人为我祷告。
And we broke some things that were wrong.
叫他们去调查我的生命，看看有什么地方不对了，就把它打断。
And he laid hands on me, this brother.
他们也为我按手。
And he said, "You're healed in the name of Jesus."
他就说，奉耶稣的名，你得到医治了。
And I said, "Thank you, praise the Lord."
我就说，谢谢你，感谢耶稣。
And then I had many, many months.
这样我还是很多个月。
And as you heard, I studied.
我开始。
I spoke the word of God.
我就学习用口讲神的话。
So when I was sitting there in this little room,
如果我去厕所,
in the mornings,
在早上,
I just confessed the word of God.
我就背神的话。
I was so bad.
我是那么的不好。
I was very thin.
我那时候我好像猪肝这么肥。
I couldn't take the food.
因为我根本什么东西都不能吃。
And I still had to work.
但是我还要工作。
And I was, sometimes I was like a baby when I was at work. So it was very problematic. But I sat there in this little room. And I said, "I praise you, Lord, that I am healed. By the stripes of Jesus, I am healed." And then I was sick again. But I continued to confess the word of God. I listened to tapes about healing. When you have a problem, you should study that specific area very much.
在你在某方面有问题，你要读某方面的圣经，要这样。
And now I take the example of healing just because it's easy for us to understand.
我现在就把这个神的话应用在我的身上，这个关于这个医治的，这个见证。
This goes for everything.
但是神的话有很多方面的需要的。
If your problem is that there is no revival in China,
如果在中国你的教会没有复兴,
you go into study how does revival come?
你就要把这个复兴的圣经讲到复兴的，把它背起来讲出来。
You pray and you confess the word.
你要祷告，你要承认。
You say China will be saved.
你就说，哎呀，中国要得救了。
Because we have prayed and we get what we pray for.
我们有祷告，我们知道站在神的话语，我们祷告。
And so on.
就这样了。
So I continued to do this and listen. And this man who prayed for me in the beginning,
这个人为我祷告的时候呢,
he said to me that, "Well, you eat when you feel ready to eat."
他就说了, 如果你要吃, 你觉得要吃就吃吧。
Because I thought that, well, if I am a man of faith, I need to drink milk right now when you have prayed for me.
我就说你要我吃。 想吃就吃，如果我是真的有心情，我现在就要喝一杯牛奶下去。
And I would have been sick, very
但是我喝了牛奶一定跑厕所。
So he stood there as an angel the next time I was going to the meal.
这样以后呢，我去吃东西的时候，他站在那里，好像天使这样。
He was not even going to that meal, but he was led by the Spirit to stand at the entrance of the hall where we were eating.
他就会站在那个门口等我，去看我里面吃东西。
And he said, "How are you doing?"
就站那边就问我，小心的说，你吃了怎么样？
"I'm terrible."
我吃了我又跑厕所了。What
am I going to do now? Should I eat or what should I do?
现在我吃了一半要跑厕所，我要再继续吃吗？
Now he said, "Eat when you have the peace to eat."
我又改变了，他说，现在呢，你吃的时候感觉平安。 要吃，你有平安就吃吧。Well,
he could as well have said, "Eat when you have the faith to eat."
起初他说，当你觉得要吃，你就吃吧。现在他说，你有平安再吃吧。Now
I cannot take all of this story.
我告诉你，我不能听人的话，就这样。But
the content of it is that I continued and continued and continued to stand on the word of God.
那我讲这个见证的故事的内容，最重要是我不。 断的学习神的话，听神的话，承认神的话。
I was very practically standing on the word of God that by the stripes of Jesus I am healed.
And
if we were at home and my wife asked me, how are you doing? I would say, well, by the stripes from Jesus, I'm healed.
每一次呢，我太太就问我你怎么样啊？前今天怎么样？我说好，我因着耶稣的鞭伤，我得到医治了。但是我的主，我要跑厕所了。And
she would understand and encourage me.
她又来鼓励我。Sometimes
at home we say when we see someone is sick.
很多时候呢，我们现在。
I see that you're healed by the stripes of Jesus.
现在呢，我们在家里看到有人病了，现在你已经因耶稣的鞭伤得到医治了。我们已经讲过了这句话。So
sisters and brothers must encourage each other.
所以我们在家里也用这样的话在互相鼓励。But
one day,
有一天呢,
I had the peace in my heart.
有一天我真的觉得很平安。I
think three, four months later.
我这样承认神的话，听神的话呢，4个月以后。
And I was in a situation where I had to choose between eating milk or not.
我在一个选择，快车当中是要吃还是不要吃。
And then I felt, I can eat.
我应该不可以吃的，但是我却觉得可以吃，要吃。
Why?
我就说，为什么我要吃啊？
Because the word of God is true.
然后我就说， 神的话是真的。
This little grain had grown.
因为呢，4个月之后了，它长苗了。
And suddenly I had the faith to do something.
它已经长苗了，后来长到有穗了，我有信心了。
God is a good God, you know.
神是很好的神。
He doesn't want you to do things that you cannot do or don't dare to do.
他不会做到一些东西你不能承担的。
He gives you the faith to do what you need to do.
他给你信心做应该做的。
And it can grow by using the word of God.
这个信心可以从神的话里成长。
And this goes for many different things.
可以，当然他的故事说他就好了。
You can, for example, look on page.
我们来看43章。 43面，43面，对不起。
I have some examples here.
这里有几个例子。
If you feel guilty, if you feel lonely, if you are sick.
那你站在神的话以上，比如说你觉得你还有罪了，还有不义了，还等等，神还没有原谅你，这些话你可以背的，可以记住的。
And there are many more things. Like this goes for absolutely everything in Christian life.
对神的话呢，包括我们生命中每一方面啊。
Maybe you pray for your loved ones.
可能你为你的爱人祷告。
You know that the prayer promises in the Bible.
圣经里面的应许。
They do not say, ask for anything except the salvation of your loved ones and it will be given to you.
圣经呢所讲的说， 只有你的爱人的救恩我听，你其他祷告我不听。他没有这么讲。It
says, ask for anything and it will be given unto you.
他讲不论你无论求什么，只要信就给你。But
maybe in the most painful areas.
但是最痛的地方呢？
It's the most important to take the word of God.
最痛的地方最需要神的话。I
talked about this road that has a dip in it.
我刚才讲，你走路的时候，忽然来到一个下坡。Let
the word of God fill up this.
这个下坡呢，你就要填神的话上去。It
can.
可以，这个下坡后来就变平了，平路了。Maybe
it takes 1 year, maybe it takes 2 years.
你填很难，但是可能会填一年两年。So
what?
填过去。So
what?
一年两年有什么要紧啊？
If you don't do anything.
如果你不开，现在开始做。
The problem will still be there.
你永远就不能填高。
So do that.
做,
next time we meet.
如果你以后有这样需要做,
you can say to me,
比如说你拿这个了,
Teacher Ann,
你以后碰到我的时候,
I want to tell you what
老师,
happened. I want to tell you what happened.
我要告诉你一个见证什么事情发生了。
I took this teaching about that we shall sow the word and have a harvest.
你所教导我们怎样种这个种子，我们现我去学习的时候，我得到果效了。
And I took all the pills all the time.
天天我就吃那个药了。
I used the word all the time.
我用神的话每一次。
And suddenly, after 2 years,
啊，两年之后。
A remarkable thing happened.
很难相信的事情发生了。
Suddenly, this thing happened, and that, and that, and that.
你会告诉我这个见证，这个事情发生了，这个事情发生了，一定的。
And the things I had been crying about when every other person was asleep.
很多事情你在那一边祷告痛苦。
The things that are hurting my heart the most.
那一个地方是让我很伤痛的地方。
I got an answer.
我已经得到答案了。
God did it.
神做到了。
God can do anything.
神可以做一切的事。
And he uses his word.
他用他的话来做。
Because by the word of God.
靠着神的话语。
You get the faith.
你得到信心。
And by doing it this practically.
尤其记得。你自己要先做，好哈。你去教导你，如果你不做，你就不能教导。
And I just very shortly tell you what this is.
这个是来做什么
？So these are chosen scriptures.
这个是特别选出来的经文，印下来。
That are written so that you can apply them to yourself.
这些经文呢，可以用来用在你的生活中。
I have seen some different things of this kind.
我觉得这个是很特别的一个设计。
This is actually born in my own home.
这样的一个经文是从我的家里开始的。
My wife had a very, very hard time.
我的太太也曾经经过一个非常痛苦的事情。
For a year or so.
也是很多年的。
Struggling.
在那边挣扎。
But suddenly she came up of the hard time.
最后呢，她就从这个低处上来了。
And took much time with the Lord.
因为她用很多时间在神的面前。
She started to pray very much.
他就开始祷告很强烈。
And when she was praying, she used the Bible very much.
他在祷告里，他就读圣经，用神的话来读。
And she found a lot of scriptures that were very powerfully spoke to her. 他
就在这个圣经里面找到很多经文，对他来说很强的帮助他。
And she used them and used them and used them and used them.
不停的这么做。
And this really made her a new woman.This made her a new woman.
后来她就变成一个新造的女人。
She got a new strength.
她变成一个她有新的能力。
And I took this material then.
因此我就把她所写的就拿出来。
Because she had big papers like this, many papers.
她记录起来的时候是很多篇的，因为她自己写的。
That she read out from.
她就。写在他的书本上，我就拿下来。
But I said, I'll put it into a small little thing.
我就把它放在印在这么小的地方。
And you have a practical language.
现在呢，你们的语文也很好。
It takes little space.
用很少的地方就可以把很多经文写下来。
So now we have a gathering of wonderful scriptures.
现在你就只有一篇，你就可以。把所有很重要的经文印下来。
So you take them as the pills.
现在你就要把它撕下来，放在你的袋子。
You choose the ones that you really need.
当你需要的时候，你读，但是要背它每一次。
I would suggest that you learn every one by heart.
我要你把它背起来。
And you use them day by day.
天天。
You put it in your bag.
如果你觉得这么大张很麻烦，
and what you also can do,
再试一试。
You can do small signs like this.Action time, small signs like this.
还有呢，如果你觉得你很有需要，你也可以把它自己写下来，印在你自己的家的那个镜子。
It depends on your family situation, of course.
当然，你的家人如果准许你，只要你每一次吃佛的时候就可以背。
But you have the wisdom.
当然，你要有聪明啊。
You can find places to have small signs with the Word of God.
你也可以把神的话呢放在你很注意的地方呢。
I mean, many ladies have a mirror that's in a.
你们女孩子尤其啊，
袋子
里也有一个小镜子，有没有
？And people think that you look in the mirror.
这样你就拿出来看他，他们外面的人以为你自己在欣赏自己的脸，其实你在背。
You look a bit.
你把它印在那边。
But you have dynamite instead of a mirror.
但是你不是看镜子，乃是你看那个。炸弹，这个神的大有能力的炸弹，他可以把一切炸毁，给你得到医治。神的话
，By the stripes of Jesus, I have been healed.
这边就你的镜子里面有一 有一个经文，因耶稣的鞭伤我已经得到医治了。
And they must think that you think you are very beautiful.
他以为，哎呀，这个人自我欣赏自己漂亮。
Because you look so satisfied every time you put it down in your bag again.
因为你看完了镜子之后又关着鞋又放回去，他们以为你自己欣赏自己。
Okay, that's
不要紧，我们就有神的话在镜子上面。
Look at this in memo time as our closing.
我们来看这个记忆篇，记忆哈，四十六面。
Heaven and earth will pass away.
天地要回去。
But my words will never pass away.
我的话却不能回去。
Teach your people this.
叫他们背起来。
Teach your people to use this.
叫你的学生把撕起来。我现在没有叫你撕，但当你教导的时候，你叫他们撕起来，明白吗？
See you in a few years.
将我在几年来的时候，你们一定会从这个教导得到果效。
And then we can take one of our hours together.
这样我们就可以用几个小时来讲这个见证。
And different people can testify.
每一个人都有这种的见证的，一定会有。
I tell you, it works.
我告诉你，神的话永远有果效。Amen.
And all the people said.
很多人说。
Amen.
Amen. 他说。
Hallelujah.
大家说。
Amen.
So we just take 1 minute break. I always believe that things are going better and better.
我相信呢，东西会越来越好。
So when we have a great meeting,
当我们有一个大聚会
I say that, well, the next will be better.
当我们有一个很好的聚会，我们说下一次会更好。
And if I say something to Frank that this was wonderful,
如果我告诉 Frank 这个是非常好
he would say,Yes, it was.
我就会，他会一定回答说很好。
This is just the beginning.
他一定会说这个好只是一个开始。
So of course, the most interesting thing comes when we have left.
最重要的、更重要的事情会发生，是我们回家之后会发生的。
When you have taken this,
当你们拿这本书
when you have done what you have committed to do,
你们已经决定了要做的，要就去做吧。
That each of you teach 10 or 30 or 40 or 50.
你们每一个人最少要教导十个人，这个是你们已经委托了你们自己这个工作。
Or 1,000.
你们可以不要教十个就停止，已经教了十个，再找十个，再找找，一直到耶稣再来。
We have said, discussing with the leadership here.
我已经和你们这里的带领者一起来研究一下。
That this could be used for many weeks for new Christians.
这本书呢，我们教导的这么快，你们去教导的时候只有两个小时、一个小时，你们可以教导好几个礼拜的。
Keeping them together in a group.
他们要重新回来又给他读，明白吧
？Going week by week.
每一个礼拜给他教导。
You as the midwife going around.
你就好像这个接生婆这样，就整天去调查他。
Looking after them.
来照顾他。
Making sure that they are making progress.
要使他们有进步啊。
And soon they will be ready to teach others.
将他们以后也会去教导别人。记得他们没有读完，不要给他。
This is the 2-2-2 principle.
不是，这个是2-2-2原则。
And because we believe in this principle,
因为我们相信这个2-2-2原则
we think it is worth to go from Sweden to China.
我们就觉得。很值得，如果我们可以来中国
，to teach about 50 or 60 people，
我们来如果可以教导50-60个人呢
？Of course, it's interesting to us to teach 50 or 60 people。
当然，这个很好，可以教导50个。
But maybe we don't need to go to China for just 50 or 60 people. In a way, do you understand?
很多时候我们说，如果只教50个呢，我们不需要到中国来吧。
But we believe.
但是我们相信。
We believe in this principle.
我们相信这个原则。
And we know that you cooperate with it.
我们相信你们和我们合作。
I hear how you go out and witness and pass out tracts.
我听到你们怎样去分发这个单张。
And I will know that you will be eager to teach people.
我们也相信你们也很愿意去教导别人。
Therefore, I really believe for 1,000 leaders on your level in China that are trained in this.
最后我会看到一定有千千万万的我们的教师到中国到处都去教导这个。
And they can teach 100 each.
他们就可以教导一个人可以教导到100个。
And then it's starting to get interesting.
让他们一个人都有兴趣，他们又去教导。
So you will continue and work.
所以继续有新人用这个来教导。
But when I'm talking about the best last, that the best comes last.
我刚才说最好的会来到最后。
I also mean this.
我也是这么说。
It is about the miracle that has happened in the new Christian's life.
最后为什么我说最好的？因为神迹出现了，有新的生命了。Lesson
5, your new life.
第五课最后的是你的新生命。Because
your new life, that's really what it's all about.
你的新生命很伟大。You
know those people who have been saved?
那些人的旧的。They
have moved from the kingdom of darkness.
他们是从这个黑的国度里。
Over to the kingdom of light. I mean, if you say, if you compare living in China or living in America,
那如果你来比较住在美国或者住在中国,
two different countries,
这个是不相同的国,
two different laws, two different ways of living,
他们的律法, 他们的一切都不相同,
different architecture,
他们的物质建立起来不相同,
different food,
吃的也不相同,
different views of many things.
所有所用的东西都会不相同,
they are just two different countries.
因为他们是两个国家嘛,
and if you move to a new country,
如果你要去到一个新国家,
you have to receive its laws.
你就要去接受他们操作的方法,
you must see how things work in this new country.
你要学习在他们的国家,
and the Bible says that if anyone is in Christ,
所以圣经说如果有人在基督里,
he is a new creation.
他是一个新的人,
the old things have passed away,
旧的都过去了,
and the new has come.
新的已经来了,
and you have to tell the newborn Christians that.
你要告诉你所教导这个新信徒,
okay, your body looks the same.
现在你的身体还是一样,
but you're another person.
但是你已经不相同了。
We talked about that the other day.
那一天我们也讲了啊。
And you have to see that this is entirely new.
我就要告诉他, 这个是完全新了。
From being a person on way to hell,
以前是一个人走向地狱,
living in the lifestyle of the world and sin,
在社会里照着 这个世界的方式去生活, 他面对死亡,
to become a member of heaven,
现在成为这个天国的一份子,
to become a part of Jesus who sits on the throne in heaven,
来到耶稣的国度是一份子, 这个耶稣坐在天上,
it's an entirely new life,
这个变得新的是完全新,
and you must tell and show your students that,
你要告诉你的朋友讲,
And this new life is really very practical.
这个新的生命是很实际的。
There are things you can do in this new life.
在这个新的生命里有一些事情你要做的。
There are some things that must be established in a new Christian's life.
所以新的基督徒他需要做一些东西。
And if you look at page...
如果你看这个54面,
we have a hand.
你就看到一只手掌, 54面,
with five fingers.
有五个手指.
You see that?
你看到没有?
The Bible.
圣经.
That's the thumb.
这个是拇指.
That's the strong thing.
很重要了, 拇指.
Without the thumb,
如果没有手指, 没有拇指,
it's very hard to do anything.
很难拿做东西的。
So that's the most powerful thing.
这个很重要。
Maybe you know by now that I'm a Bible lover.
我告诉你, 我是一个很爱圣经的人。
The next thing, and now I don't take them in the same order as here, but just to show you,
我不是一个一个讲有次序，我是这么讲罢了。
Baptism.
有这个受洗,
fellowship,
基督徒团契,
prayer and worship,
祈祷和敬拜,
telling others about Jesus,
告诉别人关于耶稣。
Maybe we could have done 10 fingers instead.
当然我们也可以做10样, 我只是拿5样出来。
It's of course hard to choose.
啊, 我,
It's hard to choose.
很难选啊, 那一个重要, 但是圣经最重要。
Because so much is important.
很多东西都很重要的,
but we still need to do it.
我们还是需要做。
So we start with the first thing then.
来，我们来看第一个吧。
And first in our book,
在这个第五课里面, 48面,
we have
第一个,
baptism.
受洗。
And baptism is something powerful.
受浸浸信呢, 这很重要的。
Baptism is very closely connected with the salvatory work of Jesus Christ.
受浸呢,和耶稣的工作,
What happened when Jesus died for us on the cross?
当耶稣死在十字架上,他做了什么呢?
Is there in baptism?
是, 耶稣做了什么在十字架上受浸也是这么做了。
And baptism cannot be disconnected from salvation.
受浸呢,和救恩是不能分开的。
Mark 16 and 16 says,
马可福音16这么说,
that he who believes and is baptized will be saved.
那些信他而受洗的就会得救。
But he who does not believe will be condemned.
那一些不相信的就被定罪。
So this is, there are clear facts.
这个是很清楚的真理。
People need to believe.
人需要相信。
And people need to be baptized.
他需要受浸。
Then it says, but he who does not believe will be condemned.
他又说了,那些不信的就被定罪。
That means that we can see that faith is a bit more important than the very baptism.
我们也看到信心,好像就比这个受浸更重要。
And that's an important principle in God's kingdom.
这个是神的国度里的原则。
That faith is always more important than outer things.
信心和外面外表的事情更重要，永远是这样的。
Jesus commanded us to baptize people.
耶稣命令我们来受洗，施洗别人。
In Matthew 28:19.
马太福音28:19节。
Or to be more correct,
又更要准确一点。
He commanded us to make disciples.
他要我们去使人家做门徒。
So if we are not making disciples,
如果我们没有去使人做门徒,
we are not obeying God's word.
我们没有听神的话。
And as it is written in the original text,
在原文呢,
it's like he says, go and make disciples.
他说去使人做门徒。
And then how to do it is explained in those two words, baptizing and teaching.
怎样叫做使人做门徒呢? 一,施洗,二,教顺。
So those two are really, they shouldn't be disconnected.
所以这两样永远不能分开。
So when you baptize a person,
当你使人施洗的时候, 到受洗的时候,
or long before it,
在很久的时候,
you should know exactly what to do the day after baptism.
Yeah?
You should know exactly what to do directly after baptism.
你应该早就知道了,是受洗之后我们还要帮他做什么?
So you almost have a program for your people.
你应该早就准备了,如果我带领这个人信耶稣,他受洗之后,你还有责任是做什么?
I'm sure that if people come to you 10, 15, 20 times,
我相信那些人一定会一直来找你10次,20次。
And you are full of love and the Holy Spirit as you are.
但因为你的生命充满着爱和圣灵,
they will be hooked for life to Jesus.
因着你的生命有圣灵和这个爱, 他们就好像被耶稣勾住了。
Now in this book,
这本书呢,
we have several pictures showing what baptism is.
我们有图文可以看啊。
We see Jesus on the cross.
我们看到耶稣钉十字架。
Jesus in the grave.
耶稣在坟墓里。
And Jesus risen again.
耶稣复活了。
The first talks about bearing the sins for us.
第一讲到他把我们的罪拿掉了。
The second talks about burying the sins once and for all.
第二呢，乃是讲到他把我们的罪埋葬了，永远脱离罪。
And the third talks about the wonderful resurrection life that is in Christ Jesus. 第三是
讲到耶稣复活了，给我们一个荣耀的生命。
And this teaching is based on Romans 6.
罗马书第六章就是这几个受洗受浸的真理，在那边讲得很清楚。
Which is the most complete teaching in the New Testament about baptism.
讲到受洗是什么呢？罗马书第六章是新约里最清楚的了。
And at the same time about salvation.
也讲到救恩。
So if we look at the pictures about our life,
如果我们看我们自己的生命的话呢，你再看后来。
The heading says that your baptism reflects these three stages.
是十九面，在下面说你受洗反映了三件事。
And this is a very important spiritual principle.
这个就是属灵的原则，非常重要的。
That as soon as we come to Christ,
当我们很来到耶稣面前。
We become part of Christ.
我们就成为基督的一部分。
We are in Christ.
我们在耶稣里。
And where Christ is, we are. Where Christ is, we also are.
耶稣在那里，我们在那里。
And the way Christ walked, we also walk.
耶稣怎样行走，我们也怎样行走。
So first in the Christian life, we go up to the cross.
起初我们就来到十字架那边。
And this is about leaving sin.
我们来到十字架，就是把我们的罪的生命，我们的旧的生命罪放在那边。
This is about leaving the old lifestyle of selfishness.
把我们以前的旧的生活方式啊，或者以前的性格，比如说我们的恨啊等等，留在那边。
This is about leaving the old gods.
也把我们旧的神、旧的偶像留在那边。
And I think that can be very real in this country.
我相信这个国家这个偶像呢，真的很。
Where we have so many religions and so many cults.
这个国家很多的宗教、很多的信仰。
I mean, if they came from, for example, the Lady Jesus cult or something.
比如说，我们有一个你的基督来了。
Or the Banana Melona cult.
可能以后会发明单单就拜这个香蕉，香蕉也是一个宗教。
I mean, there are all sorts of funny ideas.
中国有很多奇怪的宗教。
Or they are Buddhist or something.
还有这个拜佛。
You help them renounce that old faith.
你要帮助他们否认这些旧的信仰。
You help them speak out in the spirit.
你们要他们凭信心宣告。
I renounce Buddha in the name of Jesus Christ.
奉耶稣的名，我和这个佛没有关系。
I shut the door.
我关门和他没有关系。
I lock it.
不但关门，我锁住和他没有关系。
I take dynamite.
我把那个炸弹拿来。
I light the dynamite.
我把那个点燃。
I throw the dynamite into the old house.
我把这个炸弹点燃丢在我的旧屋子里面。
And I run away to just see it blow up.
我快点跑开看看我的那个旧屋子炸掉了。
If people don't want to leave the old,
如果你不要离开你的旧生活，
let them be there.
你就留在那个旧屋子里吧。
It's not use bringing Buddha into the church.
你不可以把旧的屋子的那个佛带到教会来。
Or selfishness.
而且你的自私带着教会来。
Once when God wanted to show me that I was selfish.
有一次圣灵告诉我你很自私。
He really hit me.
神真的打到我。
I saw myself as a fat golden Buddha.
我就看到我自己，上帝给我看到自己，哎呀，原来我就是那个金做的那个佛主啊。
Because the Bible says that selfishness is idolatry.
圣经说啊，自私乃是奸淫。
So the cross is about dying.
所以这个来到十字架乃是说你要死。
It's even about taking the pains to die.
要死的时候，很多时候也很痛的。
Being willing to suffer something for Jesus.
你愿意为耶稣来受苦。
Paying a price.
来付代价。
Without paying a price, you can never have a harvest.
如果你不付代价，你就不可以有收成。
Tell people that this is definite.
告诉新信徒,
you are following Jesus Christ for the rest of your life.
你今天开始信耶稣,
and you interact with them until you know that they really want to go.
一直在讲,
now I don't mean to be hard or lowish or something
like that, legalistic.
But really making sure that this is pure gold, that it's solid.
因为你要好好告诉他, 这样好好告诉他真理, 这个叫做金, 金条的金。
Well, now the grave.
现在来到第二呢, 五十面,
we see a picture of baptism.
我们就看到了一个受洗的样子。
And we hope that that baptizing lady or man that is strong enough to take this girl out of the water.
当他信耶稣, 你要跟他受洗, 你要强壮一点,
as soon as possible.
要不然你放在他水里, 就永远留在那边, 不可以,
otherwise she will end up in the grave.
他永远就留在那个水里, 不可以,
but this talks about burying all sin.
这个洗礼呢, 你把那个人镇下去就是说把旧的罪统统
At least when we bury people in Sweden, we dig a deep hole.
在我们的国家如果有死人了, 我们把它葬起来, 我们,
we put the coffin in the hole.
我们就挖了一个大洞, 然后把那个棺材放进去。
And you know, in older culture, do you know what they did? In old culture in Sweden.
在以前我们是这样的,
they took a big wooden pole that was sharp.
我们就, 带着一, 条棍子, 很尖的,
and they drove this through the whole coffin down to the earth.
我们就, 他们就把那一个尖尖的大石头照着这个棺材, 一直敲敲, 就直到那个大棍子不见了。
This was a bit of what heter it, superstition.
这个是以前我们瑞典的那一个旧文化。
But I mean, what is buried should be buried forever.
他的意思是说, 你死了, 永远死在那边,
and then earth, much earth,
才把那个泥土倒下去,
and then they make it nice with some flowers and stuff.
然后倒了那个泥土的时候, 就上面放花朵, 比较漂亮一点。
But what is important here is the radicality of being a Christian.
这里乃是讲到真正的成为一个 基督徒, 就是把旧的生命, 旧的罪, 这样埋葬。
So these two, the cross and the grave,
所以从十字架到地下,
they talk about getting away from the old,
啊, 离开一切的旧的,
shutting the door, blowing up the house,
和旧的那一些东西, 关门或者用这个炸弹把它炸坏了,
digging the grave, putting the coffin, put on the earth,
把它挖一个洞, 把那个旧人, 那个死人放在那边,
goodbye, goodbye, old life.
就告诉那一个, 你的旧的生活, 你的旧生命, 你的旧我, 哎, 拜, 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 了。
No, you don't. Oh, where were we? So, leaving the old. Not with sorrow.
不要觉得伤心,
with happiness.
你的新人应该要高兴。
And then the third picture.
你看第三个图案,
a glowing 不是, newly baptized
那个新人是那么高兴,
boy or girl.
哎, 不论是男女都很高兴。
And really, I think baptism is a feast.
我告诉你, 受洗应该要有大餐, 大庆祝。
It's a resurrection feast.
这个大餐, 大庆祝, 庆祝什么? 庆祝, 复活啦!
We enjoy it. It's wonderful.
我们现在很高兴。
But it also talks about the life after baptism.
那我们一个人受洗之后呢, 要做什么?
Now, as a Christian, being saved and baptized, you are living in victory.
现在你是个基督徒, 你的生活要进入神里头,
not in defeat.
不是进入失败,
you are resurrected with Christ.
你和耶稣一起复活,
you have God's resurrection life in you.
你有耶稣复活的生命在你里头,
don't think of yourself as a little worm.
你不要以为你是一个小虫啊,
you are God's representative on earth.
现在你是上帝的代表在这里,
you're there to go around as a big giant.
你应该好像巨人现在要很高兴走在地面上。
And wherever you see the devil,
每一次你看到魔鬼,
blow down.
把他摧毁.
You just trample on him.
你把那个魔鬼压下去，踏下去.
You're big.
因为你伟大.
Inside.
你的里头那个耶稣太伟大了.
You may be short.
虽然你很矮小.
But you're big inside.
但是住在你里面的很伟大.
Let's go on to another finger.
再来另外一个手指.
About the church.
是教会.
It's so important to teach your people to be part of the fellowship, the church.
那些新人你要告诉他，教会很重要的，你要参加。
And to work with the church so it's open to new people.
你应该把教会敞开呢，给新人进来和他们一起同工。
To understand that it takes some time for them to come into a new world, a new culture.
你也要告诉他们，当你第一次来教会的时候，是一个新世界，你要用一段时间才可以适应。
But here you have a powerful way to win new people.
但是你要有一个很有能力的方法来吸引新的人在教会里。
It's written in Acts 2:41 and 42 and the other verses.
是这个《使徒行传》2:24-24那边讲到。
That the first believers, they kept together every day.
他们当初新的信徒，他们每一天就住在一起的。
They had a warm and loving and wonderful fellowship in their homes.
他们在他们家里呢，有很好的团契。
And all the people around them were so positive to them.
哦，每一个人看到他们，哦，太好了。
They saw, oh, they have something.
他们就看到，哎，为什么他们常在一起？
My life is so boring.
我太孤单了，我太没有调子了。
I feel so lonely.
我太孤单了。
I have so many burdens on my own.
我自己这么多难题。
And those Christian people, they are just looking so nice to each other all the time.
为什么基督徒他们在一起都会快乐的？
They don't seem angry.
他们好像就不大有什么不高兴。
Oh, if someone could look at me with the eyes that they have, it would be so wonderful, they say.
他们说如果他们可以用眼睛来看我，我一定也会受影响，高兴起来的。
This is the love mission.
这个叫做爱的使命。
The love mission has always been the best mission.
爱的使命是最好的使命。
The church is a place where God's love is revealed.
基督徒有一个地方使到神可以彰显。
And it's so powerful.
而且很有能力的彰显。
So it's important to teach new believers to stick to the new fellowship.
所以你要叫新的信徒呢和教会连在一起。
And always have their addresses when they got saved.
我告诉你，他得救了，你要有他的那一个地址啊。
And go out to visit them.
常常去找他。
Often.
常常去找他。
And now we are again into new babies.
这讲到新信徒就是好像什么新婴孩了。
You feed them all the time.
新婴孩整天要喂的麻烦。
You look after them all the time.
整天要跟他洗东西麻烦。
You say, can we meet and have lunch tomorrow?
你常常说，哎呀，来吃饭啦。
Oh, tonight we will do this and this and that.
你告诉他，今天我们有机会又来了。
Oh, I thought about you. I prayed about you and I got a scripture.
哎呀，你看我想到你，我又打电话给你，你怎么样？
And I saw that your trousers are so old and you have maybe you need a new pair of trousers.
你常常穿一条裤子，你没有其他的裤子了，倒不如我买一条送给你了。
I have some here that I bought at a sale, but I really cannot use them.
我在那个平价的店里面买到了，但是还没有用，差不多拿去用吧。
Take them.
拿了。
What can I do for you?
你要我们帮你什么？
And you see, this loving relationship is so powerful.
这种爱的使命使到大家都团结在一起。
Then the church is so much more.
教会当然会更多这样的东西。
It's the place for the miracles.
是一个地方。 教会是神神迹出现的地方。
It's the place for the revelation of the gifts of the Spirit.
是有神的神迹、圣灵工作的地方。
It's the place for teaching and prophecy.
教会也是一个教导和讲预言的地方。
It's a place for the power of God to be revealed.
也是一个神的大能彰显的地方。
You know, in 1 Corinthians 14, it says.
在这个哥林多十四章有讲
And if someone comes into your fellowship and you have a meeting,
如果你们有新的人来到你们教会一起和你团契
And there is a prophetic spirit,
如果有这个讲预言的灵啊
It might talk directly to their hearts,
很可能就会向他说话呢
And they will feel, oh, God is really in this place.
他们会觉得哎呀上帝向我讲话很痛
And they will be saved.
他们可能会更爱耶稣咯
And there are certain orders in the church.
教会当然有一些次序
We have leadership.
我们有长老
We serve one another.
我们有领袖互相带导
And so on.
互相服务
But the most important for the new believers
但是最重要的对新信徒
is to make them be there.
是要把他们放在教会里头
And when they come,
他们来
really show them your love and interest.
你要多爱爱他呢
And soon they are so strong that they will do the same with others.
当他们长大了他们也会去爱别人
Thirdly,
第三个手指
the Bible,
圣经
your daily food,
五十二面你每日的粮食
really, what your new believers need.
那我告诉你，新的信徒需要这个牛奶
It's a daily life with the Bible.
每一天
just as you do.
你要教导他们每一天看圣经，好像你自己每一天看圣经一样。
You see, the Bible is not a thing just for one person.
那圣经不是单单给一个人，有时候。
Of course, you as a grown-up Christian.
当你长大了。
You can read the Bible on your own.
你可以自己读圣经。
But we have this scripture here from 1 Peter 2 and 2.
我们看到彼得前书二章二节
Like newborn babies crave pure spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up in your salvation.
就要爱慕纯净的灵粮像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样叫你们因此渐长以致得救
I have studied a few babies quite closely.
我有一点点对小孩子的研究
And I never saw my small babies just get the milk themselves.
我从来没有看到婴孩他自己看到牛奶快点就自己拿来吃
A 1 week old baby doesn't go to the fridge and open it.
我们也没有看到我们的婴孩自己走路走到那一个雪柜里面拿东西吃
And say, look what's here.
他们也不会看。
Oh, there are meatballs.
他看到有这个狮子头。
I can take a lychee.
我看到狮子头可以来吃。
No.
你做狮子头是吗
？Someone feeds the baby.
啊，我婴孩永远要人家拿东西给他吃的。
All the time.
永远是这样，他自己不会吃。
You know, if you just say, give them the Bible and say, read it.
如果你看到这个有新的信徒，你看
They may
读
think,
读，他那里会读。
Oh, this Job seems very interesting.
啊，约伯书很重，很有兴趣约伯哈。
And they open Job.
我们哦。
And after a couple of pages, Job, the book of Job.
You want
Job?
To
no, I just say it's an example.
他只是讲罢了。你告诉他啊，这个约伯书很有兴趣的，很好读的。你告诉他，他都不读。
After a couple of pages, they are confused.
啊，你告诉他，后来他看到这个约伯呢，他也自己晕倒了。
They must get food according to how grown up they are.
你要给他们这个粮食，你要懂得什么粮食给他吃。
Now the food is about salvation.
他们现在需要的吃的是。关于钱的、救恩的
，about the basics of Christian life，
你要讲这些比较简单的基督徒生活。
Really, this book is done for that kind of work.
这本书就是给新小孩子的。
This book is done to obey the second part of the Great Commission.
这一本书是教导怎样来
Frank and I and our wives, we have been hurt to see that there are so many people that get Christian and then they disappear.
我和我的朋友呢, Frank 看到很多新信徒来到教会，后来又不见了, 我们很伤心。
And it's because we are not teaching them.
因为我们没有教导他。
Jesus said, go and make disciples.
耶稣说你要去做门徒。
And you don't make a disciple by baptizing them.
你不能说我施洗给他，他受洗，他就是门徒，不是。
It takes just 2 minutes.
施洗只两分钟。
And then it's a disciple, hallelujah.
你说这个是门徒了, hallelujah, 那里对。
You know, this teaching part, it takes a lot of time for you.
教导很重要, 要用时间去教导, 去养他。
But what you do will be rewarded.
如果你懂得去喂养新孩子, 你一定得到赏赐。
So get together with your people.
所以把他带到你的面前来, 和他一起读圣经。
You and one newborn.
你和那一个新信耶稣的,
open the Bible.
开圣经, 一本圣经,
show them the scriptures.
告诉他们那一个经文很重要,
get them the first and most important.
给他最重要的经文,
explain things that they don't understand.
解释给他们明白他们不明白的。
And soon they can read the Bibles very well by themselves.
知道他们懂得自己拿东西吃，自己会读圣经。
Now to the fourth finger.
来到第四个手指。
Prayer and worship.
祷告和敬拜。
Is it wonderful? It's wonderful, it's wonderful.
是很好的。
I know you love to pray.
知道你们很喜欢祷告。
It's hard for us to stop you.
我们很难停你。 如果你们祷告, 我们想停止你不很难。
When you started to pray before,
你们刚才要祷告, 我们就很难听。
We discussed for a couple of minutes, are we going to stop them or not?
我们就在这里商量, 应该停了, 应该停, 要怎样停他们, 很难停。
How do we do it?
怎样停, 怎样停, 他们, 给他们一分钟, 他们祷告了这么久。
Because we don't want to say to you that prayer is unimportant.
因为我们又不想给你们一个坏印象, 以为我们老是说祷告不重要。
This was about praying in the Spirit, about the Spirit.
尤其是在灵里祷告。
But then we said that, well, we just stopped them to tell them that they will do this every day, every day, every day, every day, much more.
要停他们，要停止他们，那时间不够了。
You know a lot about prayer.
你知道什么叫做祷告,
because you do it.
因为你们就喜欢祷告。
And never stop praying.
不要停止祷告, 不住的祷告。
A church can start by praying much and then they can be weaker in prayer.
我告诉你, 很多教会开始的时候, 很好祷告, 但是年, 年日过去之后, 他的祷告就下来了。
But if you see that prayer meetings are getting weaker and fewer come,
如果你们的祷告会是这样走下坡的话,
get down on your faces again before God.
快点跪下来, 把你的脸, 放在地上。
And ask for a new revival.
求主给我们新的复兴。
Because if people don't like prayer and the word,
如果一个基督徒不喜欢圣经，不喜欢祷告,
they are on the way to starve to death.
差不多他们慢慢走下去，最后到地狱的门口了。
There are many, many kinds of prayer.
很多祷告有很多种的祷告,
I mean, we cannot go into that now.
现在我们没有时间讲了。
Because it takes so much time.
因为讲祷告太紧了。
And we hope to write the whole book about prayer.
我们希望以后我们会 different kinds of prayer. 单单讲到祷告的。
About, for example, prayer of agreement.
同心合意, 或者认同的祷告。
Where we agree to have something.
我们两个相信我们那一件事情可以发生, 这样认同的祷告。
Or prayer for revival.
或者是复兴的祷告。
Where we just pray day by day, month by month, year by year for more of God's anointing.
我们就每一天,每一个星期,每一个月,每一年就求复兴来。
But now when you have new Christians,
但是现在你有新的信徒来,
you lead them into a prayer life.
你要帮助他们建立一个祷告的生命。
You teach them how it works.
你告诉他怎样做才可以继续不断祷告。
You pray with them.
你和他们一起祷告。
And people learn by example.
因为你有样子给他看见, 他会学的。
So you just do it.
你就做吧。
And even when you pray all together,
当你们一起在祷告的时候
I don't know if you are able to get together all of you in this church anytime.
我不知道你们是否是任何时候都可以聚集在一起祷告。
It may be hard.
我相信不容易。
I don't know. But anyway, if you pray in agreement at the same time for a specific thing,
如果你们对一件东西大家有同样的看见和认同来祷告，
you target your prayer very specifically to one point.
你们的祷告就会针对很尖锐的那一件事。
And with burning hearts you pray.
你看针对那一件事很尖锐的又有那个火热在那边燃烧。
You can do mighty things for God.
你可以为神做大事。
You can divide up the area where you want to work.
你可以把你们的地区分但是认同的尖锐的祷告。
And you take 1 month for each, for example.
比如说每一个月轮流这样叫尖锐的祷告
And you pray
你祷告
And you plead
你就求
And you go to the Lord
你来到主的面前
And people will be prepared when you come to knock on the doors
我告诉你当你这样祷告要得灵魂的话呢你去敲门的时候他们的心已经准备好了
I just want to say something about worship also
我也要讲这个敬拜
Worship is so powerful
敬拜很重要，很能有能力。
This to just say, Jesus, 我爱你。
单单说耶稣我爱你。
Oh, it's so powerful.
是很有能力的。
Do you know what happens?
你知道什么事情可以发生
？What happens?
什么 ？It's okay. Okay. The ticket is coming.
What happens is that you build a throne for the Lord.
因为你单单这么讲赞美他，你已经为耶稣建立了一个宝座。
I mean, if I just say I love you to someone,
如果我告诉一个人说我爱你
，it causes the person to be happy.
你使到那一个人听了就会笑容。
And then I get happy.
你自己看到他快乐，你也快乐。
And then he and she gets happy.
他也该快乐，你也快乐。
And you know that's an effective way of getting things together.
这个就是指大家合在一起。
But when we say to God that we love Him,
当我们说神呢，我们爱你。
Of course, He is happy.
当然，他很高兴。
But much more is happening.
但是更多的事情可以发生。
It's said in the Bible that there is a power in worship.
圣经里面有说敬拜。的时候会有大能出现的。
We have Psalm 22:3, for example.
比如说我们这个诗篇23篇。
Did you read it?
When?
It's at the bottom here of prayer and worship. At the last of prayer and worship. I think there. Should be there.
来，我们来看这里有的哈。诗篇22:3这里，他们高声向神说，祷告完了，聚集的地方震动，他们就被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。还有下来，那里下面的，但你是圣的，是用以色列子民赞美为宝座，还是这些
？So when we worship the Lord.
当我们敬拜上帝的时候
，When we praise God，
当我们赞美上帝的时候
，Something is happening in heaven，
在天上有一些事情会发生。
We enthrone God on our praises，
因为在我们在赞美的时候，我们的赞美就是宝座来的。
We give God the right place，
我们给神一个对的地方。
And when we say You are Lord，
当我们说你是主啊
，You are Lord in our lives，
你是我们的主啊。
You are Lord in this city.
你是我们生命的主，这个国家的主，这个地方的主。
You are Lord in this great country.
是国家的主，是这个地区的主。
When you say that to Jesus,
当你告诉耶稣这个
，He says, "Oh, do you really acknowledge that?"
那你是不是真的是这样说啊
？And we continue to say it.
我们一直说
，You are Lord.
你是主。
You are Lord.
你是主。
You are Lord.
你是主。
And Christ gets the opportunity to rule in a new way.
耶稣就趁这个机会来统管。 一个地方或者用新的方法来统管。
We proclaim to the evil powers that Jesus is Lord.
我们当这样讲的时候呢，这个黑暗的势力也听到，哦，耶稣是主。
And so we make a way for the Lord.
我们也在这个黑暗的世界开一条路给上帝。
So worship is very powerful.
所以赞美敬拜非常重要。
So really, when people are sad,
当你很伤心的时候，they
come with a head like this.
你的头常常低。
Everything is so hard.
每一件事都很难对我。
You just take them like this.
如果你这样把它这样拉起来。
Lift your head, brother.
仰手。
Set your eyes on God.
把你的眼睛定在耶稣身上。
Lift your hands.
双手举起来。
Lift your voice.
高声赞美。
Praise him.
赞美他。
Praise him.
赞美他。
And something wonderful will happen.
奇妙的事情会发生。
Because there is power in worship.
因为在敬拜里有能力。
Five.
第五。
Telling about Jesus.
要告诉别人关于耶稣。
I could say that this is really the purpose with the whole book.
这个就是这一本书的重要性，要告诉别人。
It's for the kingdom to grow.
是为了这个国度成长。
And you know, God doesn't have any feet.
你知道上帝没有脚，可以这么说。God
doesn't have a finger like this.
神没有这个肉体上的这个手。God
cannot knock on doors.
神没有这个肉体上的手敲门。God
doesn't even have such a wonderful smile as you have.
神也没有肉体上的这个口。God
doesn't have your eyes.
神也没有我们肉体上的这个眼睛。But
he lives in you.
但是他住在你里头。And
if you use your feet.
他要用你的脚。
To go to the door.
去到那一个门。
To knock on the door.
敲那一个门。
To smile at people.
向他笑。
To look in their eyes.
看他的眼。
To tell, I have something wonderful to tell you.
我有一些东西要告诉你。
Or to tell, I can tell you how to survive when the judgment comes.
我会告诉你，一个审判来的时候，你还可以站立得住。
If you die tomorrow,
如果明天死了，
you can be safe and go to heaven if you listen to me right now.
你一定可以上到天堂，如果你听我说。
God needs your feet.
神要用你的脚。
Your eyes, your smile.
你的眼睛，你的口，你的笑容，你的时间。
I was very impressed by the second church we went to.
Before.
Just because they were so programmatic. They had such a definite program how to evangelize. We take this village then. We pray for a month before. Then we go there two by two. And we go into the houses. And we have materials. And they had quite tough materials, I would say. That really put the people before a decision. And then they systematically go back and back and back.
然后他们去了之后，发现有一些人比较有兴趣，他们一个礼拜之后又去找那些比较有兴趣的人。
At a certain point, they give them a Bible.
最后呢，他们就和他。
And so on. At a certain point, they give them a Bible.
这样来到最后呢，他们觉得他们真的很有兴趣，送他圣经。
And they grow.
就和他们一起来。
So I think that was very, very fine.
这个是很好的策略。
Was a very, very good plan.
很好的计划。
And you get the wisdom from God to know how you will do.
我们在西安，我们要求上帝指示我们。
I love to hear your plans for witnessing.
我们很希望会听到你们怎样去得名，But
this is the most important point.
这个是很重要的。This
is where we obey the call of God.
这个是我们顺服上帝。This
is where we do what God has called us to do.
这个就是上帝叫我们要做的。When
we go with the gospel.
我们去传福音。And
I say to God, God, make me a better disciple.
我就求主啊，你帮助我，我出去的时候会教导更多人，他们愿意出去。So
I can win people for you.
我们也自己要说，主啊，我要成为出去的人，可以得名给你。That's
what it's all about.
这个就是我们所教导的。And
then we have the whole hand with five fingers now.
我们教导完了整个手指。All
these five needs to exist in people's lives.
这个五个手指呢，帮助那个新的人。Not
at least the last one.
帮助那个最软弱的那一个人。Because
when people start to give out,
很多时候很多人就很容易放弃。Their
salvation is established.
这个救恩可以建立起来。They
start to confess Jesus.
如果我们出去向他讲的话，他们会相信耶稣。And
it said that confession is unto salvation.
他们的相信耶稣就是得救了。And
the more they confess, the more they will have.
如果他们承认耶稣，他们会在耶稣身上得的更多。So
all these five are very important.
这五点非常重要。And
all the material in this book is very important.
这本书的每一部分都非常重要。And
I want to congratulate you now.
现在我要祝贺你们。That
you have been so good students.
你们是一个好学生。It
has been so very, very inspiring for us to be together with you.
你们给我们很大的鼓励来和你们在一起。
We will never forget this time.
我们不会忘记我们来西安。
You touch my heart so deeply.
你已经触摸到我的心。
And we believe that you will do very much for the Lord.
我相信你们会做得更好。And
we are very happy that you want to work with us.
我们相信你们会这么做。And
we have committed to the leadership here that we want to work together with you.
我们已经告诉这里的带领者，我们愿意，如果可以。
And in a few years, maybe we will hear how this works for
you. 再一两年，可能我们会再做另外一本帮助你们。
And perhaps come back to teach the next book, who knows?
再来会教导你们另外一本，如果神愿意的话。
And before I pray for you now,
现在我要为你祷告。And
now we have to be very effective.
现在我们要很有果效的。We
must all leave this place by 15 minutes over
Five.
So we must be very clear in our mind. But I would like for you to pray for me. Not now, but in the future.
And for Frank,
and for us who work with this project. We need wisdom, we need money, we need people, we need time.
我们需要智慧，我们需要钱，我们需要时间，还有其他的人来帮助我们。
We need a lot of miracles.
我们需要很多神迹出现。
And if you can help us to pray,
你也为我们祷告。
We are very, very happy indeed.
我们很高兴。
We will pray for you.
我们可以为你祷告。
And you will pray for us.
你也为我们祷告。
And we will remember you from this first trip we went to China with this book.
我第一次来中国，我会不会忘记你们。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。